There are some sharp disagreements about what may have led to the violence that erupted last week at the Susan Baranowski prison in Shirley. Kevin Flanagan with the Massachusetts Correction Officers Federated Union blames the attack on correction officers on more relaxed rules for inmates after lawmakers passed the 2018 Criminal Justice Reform Act.
Susan Baranowski is a maximum security prison. It should be treated like a maximum security prison. More restrictive movements and more restrictive in what inmates can earn there.
But the Senate chair of the legislature's Judiciary Committee says not only is the law not to blame for the violence, but the Department of Correction isn't even following it. In his State House office yesterday, State Senator Jamie Eldridge said the reforms in the law are designed to reduce prison violence.
I will say, having represented Susan Baranowski now for 16 years, this is unfortunately a fairly frequent occurrence. And the thrust for the criminal justice reform 2 years ago is to change the culture and reduce the violence in our prisons.
But now the Criminal Justice Reform Act is being cited by the union as contributing to the violence there. The union says that more freedoms for the folks who are incarcerated is leading to this violence.
Yeah, it has been cited by the union, but there haven't been a lot of specifics. And for example, you know, I would say the major reform in the prison has been around solitary confinement, but the prisoners who attacked the correction officers were in general population, and my understanding is they were part of a gang. I think that's much more has to do with the DOC management.
What did you mean by that?
I work very hard on solitary confinement law that's part of the criminal justice reform law that has requirements for everything to more education, to more time outside the cell, to more access to canteen. Essentially, none of those reforms have been implemented. I've toured three prisons so far, and they haven't been implemented. The state auditor just came out with a report. Prisoner is supposed to get medical help within 24 hours of his or her request, and the audit showed that it's an average of 7 days. So I think that speaks to the fact that the Department of Corrections is not treating prisoners the way they should be, and they're naturally acting out in violent ways.
So is the law toothless? I mean, what can you do about that? You passed this law. You said, okay, we're going to make these changes. It's going to get better. And the Department of Correction says, nope, we're not going to do it. So now what?
Yeah, so I've sat down with the Undersecretary of EOPS to talk about implementing the reforms. I think, quite honestly, the biggest focus is increasing funding for training for correction officers, more correction officers being hired, also more educational programs to really reduce the tension, because Susan Baranowski, unfortunately, has been a violent prison for as long as it's existed, in part because it's maximum security, but also in part because of the culture there.
One of the things the criminal justice reform law did was require the Department of Correction to issue reports about the use of solitary confinement. Has it done so correctly, would you say?
Actually, they haven't sent us the reports, so they haven't even been able to complete reports to the legislature.
Where do you go from here, then?
One of the theories behind the criminal justice reform law was that you're seeing the number of people incarcerated go down. If we're going to find savings from criminal justice reform, put it back into the system to improve public safety for everyone. More programming. So if you have a prisoner that has nothing to do all day, you know, they're more likely than not to find a way to lash out at a correction officer, whereas if they have educational programs, things to do throughout the day, you know, at least in my view, you know, that will reduce the tension and less likely to be violent. But I think it's also about training for correction officers and also, you know, more staff, not just correction officers, but is it more social workers? Is it more mental health support to improve public safety for everyone?
Senator Eldridge, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Great. Thank you so much.
And we should say the State Department of Correction issued a statement last night saying its, quote, facilities meet or exceed the requirements of Massachusetts law, including Susan Baranowski, which houses the most violent and dangerous offenders in the state, unquote.